thought that was going through my brain was your hands around my waist. You know how to do it so well. Really thought I was done with the hardest part when I pulled myself out of your arms. Wish I knew that was only the start.
Good afternoon, it's 1:02 p.m. I'm Caleb Felix, and here is what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. A group of babies was evacuated this morning from a hospital in Gaza, and all the babies were sent to a place in Egypt. That same hospital, unfortunately, later that day, had received a shell from an artillery fire that crashed into the second floor, killing at least 13 people. Luckily, though, the babies were evacuated before the hospital was threatened. Unifer reached a tentative deal today, which has averted the No Frills employees from going on strike. There is over 1,300 employees in No Frills who have been looking towards going on strike recently. The final Ontario Liberal Party leadership debate has just recently happened, and the main focus of the debate has been on the healthcare problems in Ontario, housing, and taking down Doug Ford and all the issues they have with him. Microsoft has just recently hired two new people to lead their research and development for AI. That AI department will be led by two people who used to work at ChatGPT, who were developers and founders of that company, but have now left and are partnering with Microsoft. Earlier last night, OPP received a call about a missing alpaca. That is right, an alpaca has escaped from its house, and it was out wandering on the Highway 400 series. So if you are a late-night driver, you should be out watching for alpacas because you don't want to make one of those roadkill. But don't worry about this alpaca because it was returned last night to its owner. Stick around for sports and weather coming up soon on Ignite Radio.
A stroke can cut off blood flow to the brain, resulting in devastating physical or mental damage. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation pioneered the use of a clot-busting drug that, when accessed quickly, can actually reverse these effects. So for many, it's as if the stroke never occurred. This is what happens when you put your heart into it.
Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents pairing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
Radio Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Caleb Felix, and I'll be taking a look at sports. Last night at the NFL, we have the Packers winning against the Chargers 23-20. At the NHL, the Leafs beat the Wilds just last night. The NBA Raptors won their last game against the Pistons. And the CFL had the Grey Cup, with the Montreal Alouettes winning the Grey Cup. And tonight at the NFL, we'll have a Super Bowl rematch of the Eagles versus the Chiefs just tonight at 8:15 p.m. Now, coming up is the weather. Right now, it is just 1 degree. And you will be keeping that weather throughout the day. Later tonight, it will drop to -1 degree, leaving you a little bit of a chill. And tomorrow, it is going to get up to 4 degrees, but you will want to bring an umbrella because there is a 40% chance of rain throughout the day. Currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it's 0 degrees. I'm Caleb, and that was your sports and weather on Ignite Radio.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them in school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Hamilton's best hit music station is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
We were good, we were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Late Night Radio. This is your Midday Mix. I'm Harrison.
And I'm Varisha.
And Varisha, the Great Cup was last night, but I don't really care about the game that much. I'm more interested in the Green Day performance.
Green Day's performance.
It was really good. They had a lot of great songs, a lot of good classics like Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh,
that was a really good one. One of my favorites as well.
And Holiday, they ended it with it. I mean, I was like, I want more.
I know. It was so good. It was one of the better ones that I've seen. Even with like the Super Bowl and their halftime performances, they do really well. But I mean, you just can't go wrong with Green Day.
And you know, the only reason I was following Grey Cup and when it's happening and what's going on is because of Green Day. I have been a huge fan ever since I was a kid. I don't even remember the amount of times I have jammed on Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, no. I fell out of it for a little bit, but I'm starting to get back into the Green Day a lot, and I'm like, why did I ever leave? I don't know why I left. It's such good music. It just works so well.
I have the same question for you, Harrison. How could you leave?
I honestly, I'm looking back on it now, it was a regretful decision.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, in my youth, I was just like, Green Day's bad. I don't like Green Day. I was just a hater for no reason.
I will consider my position here as a co-host with you now. However, did you see that moment when Billy was like, you know, talking with the crowd and he just pulled out his phone, he was like, you know, singing.
Oh, yeah,
he took
the selfie. Like,
yeah,
he was
not
selfie
just a
with
selfie.
Crowd.
He recorded like a whole 10-second snap and just put it up.
That was pretty cool.
Everyone went wild.
I loved watching all that. Are you one of those people that watches just only the halftime show though?
I mean, if it's Green Day performing, then why not?
Yeah.
It depends who's performing, right?
That is true. Like the performance has to be good. I mean, I'm a big football guy. I didn't really watch much of the game though, but I did watch the Green Day performance because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm probably not going to see them in concert, so I mm-hmm. have to watch them now.
Oh yeah, totally.
But yeah, that has been your Midday Mix on Ignite Radio. I'm Harrison.
And I'm Arisha.
And you've been listening to this on Ignite Radio.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Daryl Sittler, and this is my daughter, Ashley.
I lost my mother when I was only 20. The saddest thing about it is it could have been prevented.
So talk with your doctor and get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Want to get social?
Social? Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Anyway. Is that bitch a clock? Yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? Tell me how you're healing, 'cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. 'Cause I give a fuck, way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now. I'm
Music now?
IgniteRadio.ca.
Running late on a Wednesday, shortcut by the freeway, locked eyes as you passed me, two hearts on a cold street, looking back at the same time, I feel your warmth, did you feel mine? I get the urge, but I can't speak. Two hearts on a cold street. I know this sounds crazy, but this could be fate. And I'm thinking maybe that you feel it too. Tell me, are you busy? And tell me you can stay. Cause I'm thinking maybe. For you, I would travel to outer space. Take a bullet to the heart just to keep you safe. For you. Anything for you. With you, the years just fade away. Like a dream in my arms, but I'm wide awake. With you, whenever I'm with you. Ain't it funny how the time flies? Now you're here as my wife. Remember how you met me? Two hearts on a cold street. Three kids in a big house. Can't believe we're here now. Your warmth has never left me. Two hearts on a cold street. And now it's not crazy. I told you it's fate. Remember that day as I lay here with you. So happy you weren't busy. I'm glad that you stayed. I still feel the same. Yeah. For you, I would travel to outer space. Take a bullet to the heart just to keep you safe. For you. Anything for you. With you, the years just fade away. Like a dream in my arms, but I'm wide awake. With you, whenever I'm with you. Two hearts on a cold street. Two hearts on a cold street. Two hearts on a cold street. Two hearts, just you and me. Now it's just you and me. For you, I'll travel the outer space. With you, all the years just fade away.
For you, I would travel to outer space. Take a bullet to the heart just to keep you safe. For you, anything for you. With you, all the years just fade away. Like a dream in my arms, but I'm wide awake. With you, whenever I'm with you. Ignite Radio, it's your midday mix. I'm Harrison, and I'm here with Risha, and we're hanging out with you guys. The winter season is around, Risha, and you know what that means? People are starting to get sad.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Sad.
Seasonal affection disorder or something like that?
Yeah, seasonal affected disorder.
Exactly, yeah. So it's gloomy, it's getting cold, the snow is coming, no one is having a good time.
The sun is setting at 4:50. My brains are not accepting this because this is the first time I'm here in Canada.
Right, yeah.
never seen a sunset at 4:50 p.m.
No, it's really rough. It's especially if this is your first time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been living here all my life, so I've been dealing with this for 19 years. So this is a casual thing for me. But coming here and only being here for what, like 4 months now or something
yeah,
like
four
that.
Months, that's
it's
right.
Having a sunset at 5:30 and not being able to see anything. It's a bit of a shock.
It's actually weird because yesterday it was a Sunday and I woke up at like 2 p.m. and I just had lunch and maybe talked to my mom, maybe just made one phone call and it was night.
Yep.
Was
no, like, that's about right. You can start. You can see the moon and the stars. You're
yeah.
like, oh, let's. It's time for bed now.
Yeah, and I have this huge window in my room, so I was just wondering. You know, I looked outside and I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I just didn't have any motivation to do.
Yeah, no, it gets you just get so tired and you just feel like you have no motivation to do anything. So if anybody's feeling this way, some good things to do would just be to do things that you enjoy, take some deep breaths, find things that make you happy, and you should be able to just help yourself and it should be okay there.
Oh, I remember you were once telling me that your uncle said, this too shall pass.
Yes, exactly. My
and
uncle did say, this too
will.
Shall pass. And it's a great quote. But stick around. Coming up next is your Entertainment Minute. I've been Harrison with Farisha on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth there. Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics.
From the Kidney
Back
Foundation
then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than 1 million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
The biggest box office hit this weekend was The Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. It made over $98 million on a $100 million budget. Shakira reached a deal with Spanish prosecutors to settle a tax fraud case. This happened just as her trial was to begin. She had to pay just a 7.5 million euro fine instead of what they wanted, which was a 23.8 million euro fine and 8 years of jail time. Right now, the biggest song out is X's by Tate McRae, which got all the way up to number 3 on the global chart. And her album is coming out later. Her album Think Later is coming out December 8th. And today is International Transgender Day of Remembrance, Payback Your Parents Day, Absurdity Day, Peanut Butter Fudge Day, and Odd Snacks Day. My name is Seth Stark, and this has been your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken old toy. I take a shot of memories in black, I like an empty street. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day you'll come back to me. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on, I'm just depressed to show up.
Situation's beneficial, doing something different, got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming, lucid, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you wanna lie and then get mad? I don't believe it. But really, I was doing just fine without you. Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing, no club couches. Baby, why you wanna lose me like you don't need me?
try to reach me. How you figure out how to call me from the TV? You running out of chances, and this time I mean it.
Yeah, that's all the sticks I make inside my head. She's naked in my bed.
Check us out at igniteradio.ca.
I go dancing, same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends, I pray to God that he don't show. Second chances, they all ended long ago. But I wear this makeup, in case we make up. And I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing, I close my eyes so I don't see, but I imagine you're right here right next to me. 3 a.m. here again, and I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. So I go dancing.
Ignite Radio. It's 1:30. Hanging out with your midday mix. I'm Harrison with Verisha here. And with the winter season coming up, you just want to get out of here. It's cold. It's not fun. I just want to go to somewhere warm. I've actually been wanting to go to Turkey.
Oh my God, I love that place.
Really?
Yes. It has always been on my bucket list. It's like number one. I have a keychain that has a Turkish flag on it, and I have lots of stuff related to Turkey. I love the food.
I want to try some. Their food looks really good. I've been wanting to try some of their food for a while now.
You have never tried Turkish food?
No, I have not, unfortunately.
God. After Green Day, I am judging you more now.
What? Come on. Like, I'm sorry. I just haven't been able to experience the culture yet, and I know that I gave up Green Day, but, like, I'm back now. So you can forgive me for that, but the turkey thing you also have to forgive. I haven't been able to.
Oh yeah, so I keep forgiving you. Okay.
You just have.
You have to come to Mississauga and try this really awesome restaurant. Actually, awesome is a very underrated word for this. It was so good, Harrison. I cannot even explain. Ooh, the kebabs, the dessert. Do you know what kunafa is?
I don't.
Oh my god.
I do not.
Oh my god. So kunafa is like the best Turkish dessert you can ever have.
Yeah.
The best. It has cream cheese, and it's like it has lots of cream cheese, lots of cream on top, nuts, and I don't know what not. Then I had those kebabs. They were spicy. They were also less spicy, but they were like this. Like,
oh,
they were like very huge.
I'm
they
in.
Were huge.
I'm
oh,
in.
And they also had barbecue botis. Do you know what that is?
I don't, but it's you had me a barbecue. You
oh
had me
God.
A barbecue.
Okay, so it's done. We are going there, and I'm gonna actually let you explore every single cuisine, and we're going to start with Turkish.
I can't wait. I seriously cannot wait. This has been your Midday Mix. I'm Harrison, hanging out with Risha on Ignite Radio.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children. For more information, call 1-800-361-7256. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
My name is Sarah. I'm 11 years old, and I have had juvenile arthritis since I was 2.
Thousands of Canadian children like Sarah have arthritis. On some days, the pain of juvenile arthritis can prevent kids from getting out of bed, going to school, and playing with their friends. No child should have to go through this. March is Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. Donate to the Arthritis Society to fund research and support families impacted by juvenile arthritis. Please visit arthritis.ca.
Thank you.
Those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
There is an information session for a global learning opportunity for a trip to Croatia. Today, starting at 4 in room E228. It covers information about the week-long trip funded by Mohawk International. You can attend the information session and to learn more about this opportunity. Are you a student who is struggling with stress and burnout? Tomorrow, November 21st, you can head to room C109 for a wellness group meeting. The meeting will help you recognize burnout within yourself. As part of the session, you will be given a resource package which includes useful tools to help physical, mental, and emotional energy levels. For international students, there is a permanent information webinar being held on Zoom, Wednesday, November 22nd. The webinar will discuss the different student permits you need during your studies at the college. Application process will be covered, as well as some valuable information about applying for post-graduation work permits. You can register for the event on Mohawk's website. I'm Sam Little, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
Want hit music?
We've got you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da, 'cause I'm begging, begging you.
try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we chilling, why we chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got good, she don't embrace it, why the feel for the need to replace me. You're the wrong way, trying to the good, I went up in the feature, telling where we could be at, like a heart in the best way, shit, you can't give it away, you have, and you tend to face, but I keep walking on, keep moving the dust, keep open for, that the dog is yours, keep also home, cause I'm the one that live in a broken home, girl, I'm begging, yeah, 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 I'm begging, begging you, to put your love in the hand now, baby, I'm begging. I'm finding hard to hold my own, just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't fall back, I'm just a call, not to face the flag. I'm begging, begging you, put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your love in the hand now, darling. I'm begging, begging you to put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your love in the hand now.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work,
home,
the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
I want you for the dirty and clean. When you're waking in your dreams, make me bite my tongue and make me scream. See, I got everything that you need. Ain't nobody gonna do it like me. We are burning.
Ignite Radio. This is your midday mix. I'm Harrison.
And I'm Varisha.
And Varisha, you mentioned in a couple breaks ago that this is your first time in Canada. You've been here for 4 months now.
That is right.
So this is your first Christmas here in Canada.
Absolutely.
What are some things that you're going to be doing that because this is your first time, so you're going to experience some of the Canadian Christmas culture.
So I haven't made any list yet, but someone told me that they have really awesome Christmas parades in Toronto and in other cities. So I was maybe thinking, because that's near my house, like I live in Mississauga, so I could maybe go to Toronto and check out the parades.
100%. I bet there's probably some stuff here in Hamilton as well that you can do and everything like that. So, but I remember as a kid, I used to get advent calendars. Do you know what an advent calendar is?
I have no idea.
So basically, an advent calendar is like a countdown till Christmas. It's this thing that you would get. It's like a little calendar. And in each day, the days are scattered around the board, and you have to try and find them. And for each day, it has a piece of chocolate.
Really?
And you just get to open it up, like in the morning or in the afternoon, whenever you want. As a kid, you just get to have a little bit of chocolate before you get to go to school and before you brush your teeth as well. It's beautiful. Or you have it after you brush your teeth, like a psychopath.
I love chocolate, and I would never brush my teeth after chocolate. You now understand that I am a foodie, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever I eat good food or like good chocolate, I would never brush my teeth because I want that taste to last forever.
Fair enough.
For as long as it can.
You don't want that mint. You'd rather have that the flavors of the spices and whatever you were having in the food. And I totally get it from a foodie's perspective as well. I love food. It's one. Yeah, totally.
Oh, I did hear about the Royal Botanical Gardens.
Yes, I try and go there every year, for the Winter Wonder thing. It is a very fun time.
All right,
there.
I'll check it out.
It was another thing I would definitely recommend.
All right.
But this has been your Midday Mix. I'm Harrison.
And I'm Marisha.
And you've been listening to it on Ignite Radio.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
Our next song is by an artist from Halifax, West Yorkshire, England. He got his start busking in the London streets and playing small venues. During that time, he spent years without a place to call home, sleeping on a rotating supply of beds, couches, and floors. A self-starter who began releasing his own music, which led to his discovery. He now has 4 Grammy nominations and 7 Brit Awards under his belt. He has written songs for and with artists such as Bryan Adams, Taylor Swift, One Direction, Justin Bieber, and The Weeknd. Each of his albums have peaked at number one in the UK. On top of that, he has a total of 14 number one singles. He now plays sold-out stadiums all over the world. He has appeared on shows such as Game of Thrones and the movie Yesterday. He has 7 studio albums, the first of which was released in 2011, and his most recent was this past September. 2 of his albums were actually released this year, one Minus and his other one, Autumn Variations. I'm Sam Little, and this is Ed Sheeran with Castle on the Hill on Ignite Radio.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. I'm on my way,
15 years old and smoking and rolled cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Friend left to sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my own. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
Bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter
at Ignite Radio Now.
Time of it.
Ignite Radio, here with your Midday Mix. I'm Harrison.
And I'm Varisha.
And Varisha, we've been doing, over the past couple weeks, we've been keeping up with these quizzes.
Uh-huh.
So I have a quiz for you, and you know nothing about this.
I know the rules of Quiz Mix, and so, I am actually excited.
Yeah, so this is our Quiz Mix. And as a child, you may have not liked vegetables that much. They were just kind of there off to the side, kind of small and annoying. Well, today we're going to be talking about some of the biggest vegetables and fruit in the world. And I'm going to give you three different choices of sizes, and you're just going to have to choose between either one. So the first one we have is a green cabbage. So your guesses are either 24 pounds, 138 pounds, or 97 pounds.
A green cabbage?
Green cabbage.
What was the second one?
138 pounds.
I think 138.
That would be correct.
Really?
That would be correct.
Oh my
God, on August 31st, 2018, Scott A. Robb grew a 138-pound piece of green cabbage.
Well, it's, I just got lucky then.
It's absolutely massive.
I like winning.
Well, not everybody does, but you might not get this one. For our next item, we have a lemon. And the sizes are 150 pounds, 45 pounds, or 11 pounds. 45 pounds, is it your final answer?
Yeah.
That would be incorrect. Ugh. It's pretty small. It's only 11 pounds, but compared, it's the size of 11 being 11 pounds is pretty crazy.
Oh my God, okay.
And then we'll do one more here, I think we can get. A carrot.
Uh-huh.
22 pounds, 40 pounds, or 13 pounds?
40 pounds. For sure.
Nope, that would be wrong.
What?
We can do one more here. What would be the size of an orange? This one you have no multiple choice. You kind of just have to guess.
100 pounds.
Nope, it's 25 inches or 63.5 centimeters in circumference. I've been Harrison hanging out with Varisha, and that has been your Midday Mix.
All the options were in pounds.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless.
It has become more powerful.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
If you know just 25 people, you likely know someone who carries the gene that causes cystic fibrosis. And when two carriers have a child, there's a 1 in 4 chance that child will have CF, spending life gasping for air, and then dying young. Yes, there's a 1 in 25 chance you're a carrier, but it's an absolute certainty that your support can make a difference. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
Toronto.
that I'm on tomorrow. That's how I feel. Act like you know that you are. Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, catch your own bread. Whip it. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, yeah, these are my only intentions.
No cap, no pretending, you don't need mentions. Got them saying goals, they don't wanna be independent. Tell them to mind your business, we in our feelings. It's 50-50 percentage, attention we need, commitment. We gotta both admit it. And we both listen. It's a blessing, cause we both get it. You're the best thing, and I don't need a witness. I'ma find me a ring and pray it's perfect fit. It's perfect.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Or just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention.
I will.
Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, catch your own bread. Heart full of equity. Some more.
Internet radio station playing hit music now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Yeah, bunks on rung.
Yeah. I had the wildest night. I swear I lost my mind last night. But I didn't even mind. Yeah, I got stuck inside the vibe till morning light. Yeah, yeah. Now the room's still spinning, 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 spinning in my head. Don't know if I'm living, 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 or I'm dead.
Blame it on a goose and a melody. Spent all night swinging from the chandelier. Everybody lost their mind.